Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Beyonce proved the wait was worth it as she headlined Coachella, the first African-American woman to ever do so, which I find hard to believe. Anyway, she had her former bandmates Destiny's Child join her. It was a reunion 12 years in the making. Yes, Michelle and Kelly, along with rapper Jay-Z, of course, who's the husband, and her sister Solange. They all killed it at Coachella over the weekend. You know what? She said that she was pregnant last year. She was supposed to be there, but it was okay because it gave her time to dream and dream and dream. Now, fans watching the concert from home noticed that Bey seemed to have a bit of trouble with her outfit when she was joined by her former bandmates. Anyway, she was spotted doing some choreography with one hand over a strap to prevent any unwanted exposure. Well, you know, Twitter had some fun with that one, with tweets like, "Hey, these twins gave Beyonce more banging body than she already had. Designers, y'all gotta accommodate. Bey needs more cup space." I love it. And yes, they did slay it. Everybody did over the weekend. On a sadder note, Katherine Jackson has suffered a stroke. It has been revealed, and several sources have confirmed to RadarOnline.com, that the 87-year-old has had this health setback. You know, she had 10 children in her life. She is recovering at home. Most of the kids are there. Rebe has been the one who's been the most responsible of taking care of her over the years. So her children are there with her as well. Now, she was treated at a hospital recently out by where they live in Encino, but she is now at home. The doctors continue to monitor her condition as the family gathers. And back in love again? Yep, head over heels this time. I'm talking about Brad Pitt. He has been seen as light and carefree since meeting his new girl, Neri Oxman. Now, she is a professor at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She's apparently 42, very smart. In fact, someone said she's one of the most talented women they've ever met. She's extroverted, outgoing, vivacious, and loving. Men and women love Neri. Well, I guess she got her hooks in Brad, and he may never be the same. And in fact, we may never see him back in the neighborhood again, because you know he lives around the corner. I'm so happy for him. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.